And now we have Lisa Graves joining us. She's Executive Director of the Center for Media and Democracy. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the People's Mic.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on. We're proud to be homegrown, based in Madison, Wisconsin. And we were pleased to work with Pulitzer Prize-winning editorial cartoonist Mark Fiore on that video to help people understand what's really happening with the American Legislative Exchange Council and why people of any and every political background should be concerned about what's happening behind closed doors and what their agenda really is.
Yeah, I think that's an entertaining little video. We took the audio portion from it to air here to give people a little taste of that, but it explains really just what the essence of what ALEC is all about. How goes the struggle against ALEC now and the struggle to keep that spotlight on them?
Well, we've been working hard to help make sure people know who the politicians are, who the ALEC corporations are, and who these think tanks, which we call think tanks, often funded by Exxon and by the Koch brothers, are and what they're up to. And this is the one-year anniversary of the launch of our work on ALEC Exposed, which really helped tell this story because a whistleblower contacted me with these bills that had been pre-voted on by corporations, corporate lobbyists, unelected corporate lobbyists, and elected state legislators, and I knew we had to make sure everyone could see those bills and connect these dots. So we've been working hard to make sure that those stories get told across the nation in Wisconsin and other states, and also about ALEC's influence in Congress, where the two most powerful men in the United States House of Representatives, John Boehner and Eric Cantor, are ALEC alums and are helping to push the ALEC agenda in Congress as well. So we've worked with an alliance of groups across the country to help tell that story, including Color of Change. And Color of Change just announced today that two more corporations have left ALEC as of this morning. General Motors and Walgreens have joined the parade of corporations that have decided to no longer fund ALEC. That includes companies like Walmart, as well as a nuclear waste disposal company here in Utah. And I have to say, if Walmart and a nuclear waste disposal company don't want to be your friend anymore, you've got problems.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're a corporate lobbying, corporate bill mill like ALEC is.
Yeah, and I was just going to mention that, too, that these two companies were the latest to leave. And Lisa, it sounds like you might be on a speakerphone. I don't know if you can switch to a different kind of phone quickly or not, but that it's a little bit, the audio quality is not as good as it could be.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm not on a speakerphone, but the reception is not. So
oh, okay.
Good
cell phone. Okay. That's okay. We'll soldier on because this is important stuff. I just wondered if there was an opportunity to improve the audio a little bit. I wanted to do that. But these big companies, I mean, General Motors is huge, obviously, $149 billion a year company. And it is a very high profile company. And so is Walgreens. Now, are these companies, do you think, leaving ALEC because of the spotlight Center for Media and Democracy and others have put on ALEC's doings?
I think there's no doubt about it. We have both a public campaign as well as a campaign that has been pursued behind the scenes by Color of Change to reach out to the boards of these ALEC corporations and tell them about ALEC's true agenda to make sure that their community relations representatives know what their lobbyists are doing. And what we know is that ALEC corporations have been funding ALEC's agenda, which includes making it harder for Americans to vote in Wisconsin and other states, making it easier for people to get away with shooting people through these so-called stand-your-ground laws that have proliferated across the country, along with numerous other bills that actually are very bad policy but help advance a corporate agenda. These bills include a bill that was introduced in Wisconsin just this last year, which would have barred Wisconsin residents from suing a drug company if their parent, if their mom, their husband, their child were killed as a result of a drug that the FDA had approved, they would be barred from suit. That bill was introduced by Zipperer and Farrow, two members of the Wisconsin legislature. They actually made the ALEC bill worse by adding in medical devices. So if your loved one was injured or harmed based on one of these products that the FDA approved and then later recalled, you couldn't sue that corporation. The corporation could make all the profits it wants, but you couldn't actually pursue justice before a jury of your peers in Wisconsin. Fortunately, that bill didn't pass in Wisconsin, but it's sort of representative of the ALEC agenda. And so some of these corporations know that agenda very well, but they don't want to be publicly associated with it anymore.
Yeah, and that's a good sign. I mean, that's a good sign that this movement to expose ALEC is working. By the way, you're listening to The People's Mic with Doug Cunningham. My guest is Lisa Graves. She's Executive Director of the Center for Media and Democracy. We are talking about the American Legislative Exchange Council. They're having a convention right now. And later in the program, State Representative Mark Pocan will phone in again with a report from ALEC, another report based on what he's been able to find out about what they're up to down there. He is a member of ALEC, but of course doesn't embrace their agenda. He's just collecting information for us so we know what's happening at these ALEC conventions and conferences. Lisa, you know, one of the things that I suppose a business person might say is that ALEC is a lobby. That ALEC is only trying to advance legislation that helps the business community. And what's wrong with that in a democracy? How would you respond to that?
Well, I think it's actually sort of a very misleading claim, because quite frankly, every American and certainly anyone who's paying attention to Wisconsin knows that the business lobby already has plenty of access to legislators. They spend a significant sum lobbying through WMC in the state as well as through the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. That money is money that's not tax deductible. That's money that goes to a lobbying or trade group to advance its agenda, and those lobbyists do have access to lawmakers. But ALEC isn't just about a member being given an idea from a corporation. ALEC is an entirely different beast. What ALEC is a nonprofit charity, which means these corporations get a tax deduction for donating to it, and then they go to these fancy conferences at resorts across the country where these corporate lobbyists vote as equals with politicians on model bills to change our laws. And so while I have previously worked in the United States Justice Department, I've previously been a lobbyist, I've met with legislators before, and never, not once, has a legislator said to me, here's the deal, you get an equal vote to me on whether this bill is a model bill. It's just unheard of. That's what happens to the ALEC conferences. And it's even worse than that, in part because what ALEC does as well is it has corporate-funded scholarships for these legislators to take these trips to these fancy resorts. And corporations that have business before the state, whether it's Time Warner or other corporations, are donating to that so-called scholarship fund to fund these trips, and then they meet up with these legislators in these resorts and push their agenda. That's not disclosed to people in Wisconsin. It's not disclosed to people in other states. What's really happening behind the scenes?
Yeah, it amounts to a corporate shadow government, you know, and it's something that is very insidious in its effect, because while the rest of us are getting up every day, taking care of our families, going to work, trying to keep our heads above water financially, make ends meet, and we're so busy with our day-to-day work, they are busy dreaming up ways to rig the system and to rewrite the rules in favor of corporations and not us. And we don't get a vote on that, and we don't even get to be present when they're doing that. So it's very good work that you're doing. Stick around, if you could, after the commercial break. We'll come back and have more discussion. I want to ask you about whether it's possible to challenge ALEC's nonprofit charity status when we come back.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, this is People's Mic with Doug Cunningham on the mic, 92.1 FM, Madison's Progressive Talk. We'll be right back with more Lisa Graves right after this commercial break. A little entertaining musical interlude there from Richie Rich and the Chi-Town Blues Band. We had them live in our studio here on the People's Mic when they played Madison, and I'm sure there's plenty of whiskey and maybe even a little getting frisky down at the ALEC conference and convention. We're talking with Lisa Graves, the executive director of the Center for Media and Democracy, about ALEC, this corporate shadow government, and what it's all about. And before the break, you mentioned, Lisa, that the status that ALEC enjoys is far more than just a lobby. They are considered a nonprofit charity, and there must be thinking along the lines of challenging them on that status. How is that to be challenged, if indeed it can be?
Well, it is in fact being challenged. Just 2 weeks ago, almost, the former head of the IRS's Division on Nonprofits filed a complaint with the IRS based on the work of the Center for Media and Democracy and our reporting on PR Watch that called for both civil and criminal sanctions against ALEC for lobbying without disclosing that lobbying to the IRS. A nonprofit charity that's a 501c3 organization can engage in a very small amount of lobbying, but they do need to follow proper procedures with that. ALEC has told the IRS that it engages in zero lobbying. That's why both Marcus Owens filed that complaint, and before that, Common Cause filed a complaint, a whistleblower complaint, challenging what ALEC has been up to in taking these corporate donations for the purpose of advancing this corporate legislative agenda and giving these corporations a tax write-off. And so that work is underway here in Wisconsin. My organization, the Center for Media and Democracy, has joined with Common Cause to ask the Attorney General to look into this. Van Hollen ducked and referred the matter over to the Department of Administration as well as to the State Government Accountability Board. We have a complaint filed before that board right now because these scholarships are just really surprising to us. We learned through some documents we obtained through open records requests that Scott Fitzgerald knew precisely who the corporate donors were to these scholarship funds, and that these corporate lobbyists were being recruited to give money to fund trips for these Wisconsin legislators. In Wisconsin, you can't even buy a legislator a cup of coffee under the rules, but Alec had obtained a private ruling previously from the GAB saying that their program was okay based on telling the GAB that the Alec process for scholarships was not known really or handled by Wisconsin. It was all handled by the national organization, and so it didn't count.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Meanwhile, we found a filing before the IRS in which Alec told the IRS that it doesn't handle scholarships and it won't report publicly how much money has been raised or spent on those scholarships, and instead the scholarships are supposedly handled by the state. So it told the IRS one thing in a certified filing, and it told the GAB another thing. So we think that ethics complaint is very important, and we're hoping that the Government Accountability Board rules against Alec this August.
That would be another major blow against them, and they deserve to have that happen, and that would be a great thing to happen. And I remember, too, back when the 14 Democratic state senators here in Wisconsin fled to Illinois, one of the things Walker was looking at is whether or not unions paid for their lodging or paid for their trips in any sort of way, and he was going to attack them on ethics charges for that reason if, in fact, he found that. He did not find that. But, I mean, that's kind of what is happening here. These politicians are going on these junkets, and so-called quote-unquote scholarships are really just paid junkets for these guys and women, too. And Alec, there's a long list of companies in recent weeks that have publicly cut the ties. We mentioned General Motors and Walgreens here at the top of the comment when you were first coming on. We talked about that. But also huge companies, other companies, Best Buy, Hewlett-Packard, CVS, John Deere, Dell, Johnson & Johnson, Walmart, of course, Amazon.com, and there's a big, long list, 34 altogether. And it's a good thing to see that, and I don't know if we're going to see more leaving them or not. Do you think that more corporations will be deserting them now that more attention is being paid to what Alec is up to?
I think there will be. We've had a pretty steady stream, actually, of corporations leaving Alec since this spring, and I think as more becomes known about Alec's operations and Alec's agenda and this whole notion of unelected corporate lobbyists voting as equals behind closed doors with our elected representatives, people who are supposed to represent us on model legislation and then taking that legislation back, that cookie cutter legislation back to the Wisconsin State House and other state houses, people are expressing their concerns. That's why 56 legislators have left Alec. And 30 corporations and 4 nonprofits have left Alec, in part because the sunshine, that scrutiny that the public is giving these organizations, just they cannot withstand that sunshine. Because fundamentally, in my view, Alec is a corrupting influence on our democracy. It basically displaces the power of the ordinary citizen in our democracy. You can go to your legislator and ask him or her to introduce a bill to address a problem that you think needs to be addressed, but you don't get to go off to four or five-day trip to a resort and hang out and wine and dine the legislator and then actually sit behind a table at a closed-door room and vote as equals with him or her on legislation to change the rights of the people in the state. That's what happens at Alec conventions, and those legislators who are legislative leaders under Alec's public bylaws are told that they have a duty to get those bills introduced and passed. And that's just what Scott Fitzgerald did when he was the state co-chair of Alec. That's just what Mike Hibsch did when he was the state co-chair of Alec. That's what Robin Voss and Leah Vukmir and Scott Suter are doing. They're carrying forward the Alec agenda in Wisconsin. I think as people in Wisconsin hear about that and hear about how Alec operates, they're gonna raise heck. They're going to say, this is not how democracy works. This is not what democracy looks like.
And this is
so I think we're going to continue to see continuing effort by corporations to distance themselves from Alec's agenda and Alec's operations, and its violation, in my opinion, of U.S. tax laws and state ethics rules.
Well, let's keep the pressure up on Alec. And, you know, obviously, Alec is one of those organizations that operates in the same sort of secrecy mode that Republicans in general have been adopting. When they redrew the political districts here in Wisconsin, they were doing that behind closed doors at a law firm, and they want to freeze the people out.
And if I can interrupt, in fact, Alec did a private briefing for state legislators, it looks like only for the Republican legislators who are part of ALEC, on how to do redistricting. Mm. So ALEC had its hand in the partisan redistricting of the state, too, and scheduled a special conference call with the former counsel for the RNC, the Republican National Committee, to help advise them on how to do their redistricting in the state.
You know, that's really chilling. When people talk to me sometimes about they think the country's going to be moving in a direction of fascism, I often kind of, you know, recoil a little bit from that. But the classic definition of fascism is government and corporation merging together to do a totalitarian government. And we're not far away from that at this stage of the game in many ways with ALEC and the way it's interacting with Republicans. Lisa, I want to keep you just for a couple more minutes after the break, if you don't mind, and then we'll conclude. I want to give you a chance to talk about your organization a little bit, the Center for Media and Democracy.
Great.
We'll be right back after this commercial break on the mic, 92.1 FM, Madison's Progressive Talk.
Solidarity forever.
The People's Mic with Doug Cunningham, standing with Wisconsin every day. Stand with us now at 321-0921.
For the Union makes us strong.